Do we?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're still okay. There we are on Facebook.
Okay. Good group. Morning.
Morning,
welcome
everybody.
Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I don't know what we share.
But probably share way too much personal information, quite honestly. People probably know where we live and all of our like
anyone
kids' names.
Anyone could stalk us so easy. Yeah.
Please don't, though. Like, we like you, but we don't really want you to stalk us. I see you in my bushes. It just got weird really
and
quick.
Facebook.
See, that's what we share.
Yeah, we share weird stuff. I'm Patty, nonsense. By the way. Yeah.
I'm Lori.
I'm Britton.
And we're full of random and awkwardness, so that's good.
Yeah. We do have some exciting news, though.
We do have some fun news.
Maybe we'll wait
for a little
some
bit.
People to get on.
We'll share
first.
That in a minute. I'm drinking black cherry this morning. But you've got tea.
Actually, I'm drinking some of the Republic of Tea that we have.
Morning,
this
Shauna.
Is a weight loss tea.
I saw
tea.
Your order come in right after our live last week.
Yeah. Hi, Shauna. Good morning.
What did Shauna order? Remember?
It's been a whole week.
It's been a whole week. And it's
but
been
I remember
a long
seeing
week.
Your name right after.
Yeah, Monday was so busy. You guys spoiled your moms.
Yeah. It didn't help that our whole like shipping program was down. So
yeah, that
was
it crazy. Yeah.
That did they fix it yet?
So far, yeah. So good.
It's a good morning so far, but my Mother's Day, let's talk about Mother's Day.
Oh, man, your Mother's Day.
It was
Day.
A nightmare, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
I had a dance competition 2 hours away from my 14-year-old, and they were supposed to be Saturday and Sunday, and they combined it into one day.
That's
because
awful.
Of prom.
Yeah.
I guess, which I don't know why they didn't do the little kids then.
So they double
Saturday.
Booked, yeah. And then you guys got screwed.
And so we had to be there at 6 a.m. and we did not leave till 11:30 at night. And then I had to drive home for 2 hours. I didn't get home till 1.
That is horrendous.
It was really horrible. And they kept saying Happy Mother's Day. I'm like, really, just don't say anything.
Yeah.
Because you're just making it worse.
So, like my feed, because like obviously we spent a lot of time in travel ball, was filled with everybody at the baseball or at dance competitions or recitals. And I'm just like, I don't want to spend Mother's Day doing that. You know,
no.
That's horrible. That's not fun.
Yeah.
And my husband had planned pedicures for my mom and my daughter, Brittany, and me and all this stuff. And then
he tried to plan dinner and then he tried. It was just
plan dinner. I'm like, we've got to go to the hotel.
Your
for
whole
the
day
night.
Is hijacked by that. That sucks.
Whole weekend.
Yeah. So no more Mother's Day stuff. But how was your Mother's Day?
I mean, it was good. We built like enclosure for the chickens to be able to go into during the day because we have our foxes, so we can't let them free range exactly. So.
I remember when I came before and they just run around my car.
Yeah.
They were
the chicken Zelda. I remember.
In the car. Yeah.
It's so sad. I loved being able to just have them out and hang out with
and
us.
Interact.
But
you live too close to the woods for all that.
Well, we have the family of foxes that lives in our driveway. So
they have a circle driveway and they have like a little island, like a little island, like 10-foot
diameter.
Probably. And foxes live there.
Yeah,
it's really crazy.
What do people do in the olden days? Like, could they just let their chickens range, or do they have to have them all?
Well,
in a
what
coop?
Do you think dogs ate?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of animals ate them, but chickens will fly up into the trees and stuff to try to protect themselves. Yeah. And then, I mean, they still had like enclosures and stuff that they would put them in at night.
Hey, Deborah,
and maybe put them. I feel like maybe I got them in with different animals that maybe protected them a little bit.
Yeah, there are dogs and stuff. So Shauna got a Starbucks gift card. a bracelet your son made. Oh, that's so sweet. Yeah. And a necklace and matching ring.
Girl, you got
Jared.
Spoiled.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
You got really spoiled.
Super nice. Yep. And then I got Legos. So that made me happy. Or Lego.
Oh, more that's Legos?
Fun. Yeah. A rose bouquet.
You should bring them here.
And a Dobby.
That's your real flowers.
Oh, okay.
I know. I need a vase for them, though. Yeah.
Can you make a Lego vase?
Yeah, they have Lego vases. He thought it came with one, but it didn't.
Lego vase.
Yeah, Kevin got me a Rocks and Minerals in Michigan book that I can go rock hunting.
You're such a rock person.
I love rocks.
Hey, what was that rock when we were in Miraval that you loved that you almost bought? What do you remember what that was?
Oh, I don't remember what it was. It was really cool.
It was like a black geode or something. It was so pretty.
Yeah.
And then Britton got me and Branson got me this cute, it's like acrylic, but it lights up and it has flowers with their different names on it.
Oh, nice.
It's really cute.
I love that Branson always
has a flower.
Branson always has to lump him with whatever Britton's getting because he's just like, here, I don't know what to do. Britton, take my money.
Usually I buy something and then he just sends me money later.
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, what did we get her?
Sometimes he has good ideas.
But Britton's a great gift.
Yeah.
Giver,
hi, so. Patty.
Good morning.
Yeah. It's worked out. Yeah. How was your Mother's Day?
Good. I got fed 3 meals, which is fantastic. I'm not mad about that. And they went to Meijer the night before and got me a murder mystery game, a puzzle, a coffee maker. And then my oldest son brought me flowers.
Nice.
So, that's sweet.
Yeah.
That's
sweet. I just like it when I don't have to do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Just for really sure. Relaxing. Yeah. Just doing whatever you want that day is great.
Yeah. That's important.
Not sitting in an auditorium.
Yeah. That's
although
yeah.
the dance team did really well, that everybody danced really, really well. So that was good.
I just love all my friends who are making Mother's Day posts going, there's nowhere I'd rather be. I'm like, you're a liar.
There are many other places.
Yeah. Because, like, I'm sorry, but you've been there for like 8 hours. Your face, when you go to a baseball field and you sit at the side, the dirt is in your pores from sitting there.
We've sat at many, many
absolutely,
games.
Right? Yeah, and coming from the travel ball from like the last 10 years of my life, I'm like, ha, sorry, ladies. Not sad I wasn't there.
We do have some exciting news, though. Yes. If you're part of the VIP access program, these are live to you today.
Yay.
Right now. For everybody else, they do not go live until June 1st.
Awesome.
But these are normal flavors that we've had, but they're now in pods.
Yes.
Which we haven't had them available in pods.
Bill so
we
have, like that.
We have chocolate marshmallow, formerly s'mores, butter pecan ice cream, cinnamon bun, and Irish cream cheesecake.
Love it.
Yes.
So I think all of ours are available in pods now.
Officially, yes. All of the flavors
so
are now available.
These were
available
the last ones.
Regular and decaf.
Regular and decaf. Mm-hmm. And then we're at their 48 counts. And then I'm in the process of adding 96s and 192s to everything.
Oh, nice.
It is crazy to me that people buy 192 of the same flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how many, like, cups of coffee you make a day to go through 192 pots.
Or is it just, like, stocking up for a long time?
Or for an office or something, but it seems still like you'd want a variety.
A variety.
And you can buy a variety.
I don't know. Some people are just habit people. They get up and they do their habit. And, you can buy a 192 variety if you wanted.
And, hey, if you know what you like, right? You know what you like. So.
And then we have to pick everybody, every individual. I was thinking about the stuff that people don't know. It's like how many things fit in a package. Like, I hate it when people order 10 K-cups.
Oh, 10 K-cups
in a 42.
Because they are so tight in the 42. Yeah. Like, I feel like I'm cramming it in there.
Order 11 is what she's trying to tell you.
Either 9 or 11. Yeah. 10 is scrunchy.
Yeah.
And then we had a period of time where we had K-cup boxes that were just a touch bigger than the other
those
ones.
Are
it was like
still
they did on the outside of the line instead of the inside of the line.
Yeah.
And if you try to fit one of those babies in there,
it wasn't working.
I ship it at 55.
Lori's talking about when we ship
your product.
Or lately the puffy bags with the stupid valve that's not releasing enough air.
Yes.
Puffy bags. Because 8 used to fit perfectly. 8 12-ounce used to fit perfectly in a certain box. And now it's
all I'm going to say is if you get a box that looks like it's taped very sketchily, why is Lori?
Yeah. I'm like, okay, and then they don't stack on the pallet well. And I was like, please don't do that.
Well,
don't
I have
stack.
To because I have to fit 8 in there.
Next box size. Next box
put
size.
8 in a next box size that costs so much to ship.
It doesn't really anymore with our new packaging pricing, does it?
I mean, it kind of does. It does matter.
The dimensions change.
The dim weight does matter.
Yeah.
So you got us something fun to try today.
I did. So I didn't think I liked macarons, which I always want to say macarons, but
I still say macarons.
Do you even know what you ordered?
This is surprise.
Oh, they're surprises.
So okay. I ordered from, I put the thing here so I could see the name of the company.
It's macaron.
It's M-A-K-A-R-O-N, I think.
That'd be really confusing.
It's like the phonetics.
I am going to say I ordered a cereal one too, which I may have already sampled. But it didn't tell which was which.
Yeah,
like I tried to go on the website.
You know
what?
I remember that. I ordered like a variety pack and then I'm like, I don't know what these are.
Oh, weird.
So
it's kind
this
of like a
one
box
is
of chocolates.
A surprise.
Oh, okay.
Like you could add on the end. They're like, oh, you do a surprise pack. So I'm like, oh, of course we're going to do a surprise pack.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
So
I didn't think for a while
it looks
that
like
I liked
two
macarons.
I didn't like macarons. Until somebody actually here made them and they were delicious.
Yeah.
And Aldi has the best.
Aldi's such good.
Aldi's are so good.
Yes.
I guess if we get, we can, well, we'll just break them in half.
Yeah.
If we can.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's a white one.
That piece?
No, oh, that one for me?
Okay. I thought you were going to try
white, a white one with blue sprinkles that we have no idea. It is.
Okay.
Let's see if we can guess what it is. It's a good breakfast.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it tastes like birthday.
You're never
cake.
Supposed to eat on camera, I think.
Mm. Well, it kind of just tastes like vanilla to me. Like,
yeah.
I think it's supposed to be like birthday cake.
Because mm-hmm. nut grounds are made with almond flour, it's got that almond
flavor to it. Yeah, the strong almond flavor, yep.
So it's like an almond vanilla, if you will.
Oh, the best macarons I've ever had are at our coffee beanery in downtown Flint.
Mm.
At the culinary center mm-hmm. there, they make them and they are amazing. Mm-hmm. And Chef Greg gave me a whole platter of them home one time. I was like in heaven.
I love that location because it's students that are making, they're culinary students, so they're making all of the bakery fresh every day. And they are so creative. And it's like pretty awesome bakery. Is that
whole
piece, man?
Yeah.
Okay. I keep thinking I'm tearing
out. Okay, so this one is like pink and green.
This looks like watermelon to me.
It has sprinkles inside of it. Look inside of it.
I think watermelon might be right.
But you know what?
It tastes like Fruity Pebbles.
It tastes like a Fruit Loop.
I think.
A Fruit Loop. Maybe this is something a cereal fruity. Box.
Maybe.
I don't even know. Oh, there's something in there.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a candy or something in the frosting.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have anything like that.
There definitely is.
Okay, so far.
I don't know.
No offense to this company. I like Aldi better so far.
I think they just, I don't know if they use like different almond flour or something, but it tastes very almondy. It's hard to get past that.
I think it's the texture
to get to the flavor.
Mm-hmm. Like the Aldi texture, I like because they're maybe because they're in the fridge too. Mm-hmm.
They're cold. They're like a little bit frozen.
But these did come. Mm-hmm. These were in the fridge.
Yeah.
Before they were on the way here.
Those worked really well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I love that. This is our breakfast though. Oh, look at there's something.
Oh yeah, there's like a jelly thing in there.
This looks like a Superman or something.
Blue, and you know that Superman's only like a Midwest thing. Do you guys know what Superman flavored ice cream is? Yeah, let me know if you know, because what I was told was that, you know, Superman's only like Midwest. And when I've asked
the
people,
ice cream place, they said that
there's like something
well,
in here.
I asked our flavoring company for a Superman candy. Flavor and they had no idea what it was. So I thought it was a common thing. Just like s'mores. I thought s'mores was a common thing. And then
until we did our coffee,
yeah, people in Arizona
s'mores?
Were like, I don't know what that is. And
like
I was really surprised.
Were they out east? Yeah, somebody said, I don't know what a s'more is, which was funny because one of when we have foreign exchange students here, I ask them like what their wish list is. Like, what do they want to do? And one of the things was eat a s'more.
Yeah, there's like something jelly in there.
Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry.
That texture, was in the other one.
That texture of that jelly in the middle is horrendous.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it.
Oh, no.
Because it's not it like jelly. Weird. It's like a candy. But the first time I ran into it, I was a little surprising.
But I saw it before I ate it.
The taste
it's
of it.
It's almost like licorice.
Yeah, but like gelatinous.
Well, licorice is,
the taste of
gelatinous.
It is good. The texture, I'm not going
to
eat the rest of that.
Yeah,
no,
you don't have
you.
To. I don't know what this is, but
okay,
I don't really want to eat any more of it either. Yes. It's not chocolate.
It's not chocolate?
No, it's
not chocolate.
I like
that you're cutting these with scissors.
The scissors worked pretty well.
But they're dirty.
Who cares? They look clean enough.
This is a gingerbread one.
Ooh.
Yeah. Just not my favorite flavor.
Do you think this is a cereal box and it's supposed to be like Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Like a Cinnamon Toast one? Possibly.
That would kind of make
but
sense.
But it has such a molasses,
like maybe like Frosted Flakes, Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah, maybe. Mm. What did we just eat then with that jelly in the middle?
I don't know.
I kind of
really
want to look
these
up online.
They're not distinct enough flavors.
I wish they
would
have given a sheet of what they were.
I don't like it when people don't give me a sheet. Candies, does it drive you guys crazy if you don't know what candies? Like literally, I'll go through and just break them all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even when we're blind tasting, like it's so hard to get that flavor.
Mm-hmm.
You want to resonate it with your brain, kind of. Because I mean, if you think about it, a vanilla flavor can be a lot of different things. It can be a cream puff. It can be a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It can be a donut. It can be a...
I don't know.
I just like to pretend it's one of the things.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, here's something weird.
Blue and white.
Weird and blue.
Blue and white.
I doubt they're flavoring or coloring that with spirulina.
No weird stuff inside of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. You never know.
Oh, could be. I'm not.
I wonder if we go to their website, we can try to suss out.
That's what we did, but I couldn't even tell which package was which on the website.
Oh, God.
Oh, you couldn't?
Oh, bad. There was one that was rose. It was disgusting.
Should I not eat it?
What is that flavor?
I don't like your faces.
I'm sorry. I keep looking at the camera and seeing how my face looks, and it is horrendous.
Mm-mm. Are you going to spit it out?
Mm-hmm. Lori does not suffer horrendous things in her mouth, and it will come out, and I can't say a bummer. Should we bring that trash can closer for the next ones?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of tastes like Play-Doh.
Yeah.
It does taste like Play-Doh.
I'm trying to look and see if I can figure out what's in the variety pack.
I know, right? I want to swish my mouth out.
Okay, that pink and green one, that's the pack, but they literally don't say.
I'm scared.
Nope, here we go. Okay, so the pink and green ones was supposed to be Fruity Petals.
Okay.
Fruity
Petals. Which it tastes like.
It did. That was good.
The blue and white one's supposed to be Rice Krispie treat cereal.
Is that
cereal.
The first one?
Like crispy rice. Yeah, the first one, the vanilla.
The brown one was Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, okay.
We guessed. What was the disgusting one?
Or the one with a gross lump in it.
Blueberries?
This one, I can't really tell. It's so hard to tell. So that was supposed to be Frosted Flakes.
Oh.
The one we just tried.
The yeah. The one?
Some more coffee cups? What kind of coffee cups are you looking for?
I'm guessing he has some he'd like to sell us.
I can't tell what the other blue and white one is that you're eating right now. Fruit Loops. That one's supposed to be Fruit Loops.
Is that what we're trying right now?
Maybe should R&D for them.
Yeah.
It would be hard to get these flavors.
Well, especially
into
in
here.
Such a subtle flavoring. And that's some of the issues we have with some of our more subtle flavors, which we talk about, like the French vanilla. Oh, I probably didn't put my finger
down. No, you did not.
After I
spit it out of your mouth.
It's interesting to me, too, that you would think
this is the only one
they would use the real cereal or something like in the filling.
Yeah.
Like, I think that would help resonate the flavor a lot more.
Did they license any of those flavors to use the names of it?
I don't think so, because if you look at, they call it their cereal killer pack. But then when they take the pictures, they have the boxes behind it. You can kind of tell what it is, but not really.
Which when we went to Hollywood, I was really surprised by that. A lot of stuff, because they don't want to use the branding. Mm-hmm. It might look like a FedEx envelope, like the colors.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't actually say FedEx or a lot of things. Yeah. I was just surprised by that, because then I have to get all the brands' permissions.
I went to see that Fall Guy movie over the weekend, and they were talking about product placement, which I thought was interesting, because they had GM trucks, and they're like, that one you can have for product placement. And I've never heard that word outside of,
that's interesting.
Yeah, what we've done before. So, but
we haven't done anything in a while.
Not in a minute. No, sometimes someone from a studio will reach out and ask us, it's in cups and coffee, and we will. Yeah. But we've been on a lot of cool movies and shows.
Way back, like Aaron Brockovich. But our first one was what? Final Destination?
Final Destination. We were in Million Dollar Baby. I mean, obviously we're going way up to the 90s on some of these. Yeah. But definitely had some cool presence.
Man on the Ledge was one of our best. Yeah. And then TV shows, of course.
Yeah. We were in Shameless.
Shameless forever.
Yeah, for
seven seasons this year.
Yeah, because they kept having our mugs in their kitchen.
But somebody worked in a coffee beanery, so it was really fun to get that phone call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And someone called and they're like, can you send us stuff to make a set for a coffee shop?
Can.
And I said, no. That'd be $300,000 to build out a coffee beanery. Mm-hmm. But I said, but I can send you pallets of stuff. And they're like, we need it, of course, in 2 days or whatever.
Every time.
Yeah, we sent three pallets.
We sent a ton of pallets, and they made a really nice store. Mm-hmm. And then we had to make an actual paycheck because one of the main characters worked there. So it was really fun.
Good old Jimmy Steve from season three.
They signed a mug and sent it to us.
Yeah, it's still in my office, actually.
Yeah. It was nice. Yeah. And it's funny because my 14-year-old was just watching the show and she's like, oh, you're in Shameless. We're in Shameless.
You're kind of a big deal, Mom.
Yeah. 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 I'm like, oh, I've got a signed mug.
Yeah.
She's like, why do you not put this on TikTok?
Like, why don't you nobody, put it on TikTok?
Yeah. Isn't that what you're supposed to be doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finished with your schoolwork.
So yeah.
You
can get caught up.
Yeah. Come make some TikToks.
The subscriptions are shipping. Well, some of them have already shipped because
already got this.
Yeah, builded. Some go pretty quick, but they had Mother's Day cards on them, so we did push them out a couple days early if we had them because a lot of them had Mother's Day cards.
Yeah, we wanted them to get them in time for Mother's Day.
Yeah. If you're part of the VIP access, the full size is live to you now.
Oh, nice.
And we went through more 12-ounce this month than I feel like we normally do. So there's less on the shelf.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw there. I was showing somebody yesterday through the warehouse. I'm like, oh, we have this. Oh, we don't really.
Yeah.
It's the 12 ounces.
I think the Wizard of Oz was pretty popular. People really like that.
Yeah. There's only a little bit left. There's a little bit of like the marshmallow and a little bit of the lemon, but it's
ruby red raspberry gone and the pistachio.
Yes.
I think it's almost all. Yeah. There was some decaf.
Yeah, there's decaf,
yeah,
which tastes the same as regular. If you're open to decaf, you can usually grab that.
And we already announced this month, right? I've been seeing it.
Yeah,
don't wanna.
Yep.
Ish.
Well,
I
did share your boxes. Share a video from a TikToker this morning. So if you don't want to be surprised, if you still want to be surprised, don't look at the video.
Yeah,
but
it's
they're
the best of.
Yep, it's the best of. So it's the four best line flavors from the previous year.
And boxes are still shipping today, and then orders come in kind of all night and ship tomorrow.
What's fun is that it's our fourth anniversary of our Coffee of the Month box, which means we've done this for 4 years now.
That's pretty crazy.
And we're working on next year's themes. It's just so funny how far ahead
you have to work. I'm in the 2027 right now.
I'm glad you love the decafs.
Yeah,
the decafs are good. Yeah. A lot of decafs, I had to drink decaf for a little bit, and I was just shocked how much bad decaf there was in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, undrinkable. Like, it had just weird, it had weird taste.
Weird chemicals, because that's how they decaffeinate, with weird chemicals.
And we only use Swiss water or water and carbon filters, so really, it's just so much healthier.
And I've really only had our decaf. So,
and they're trying to ban a lot of these chemicals.
They are doing that now.
Decaffeination
California starting
process.
It. Yep. They're saying that the things that you decaffeinate coffee with are not safe. Obviously not ours, but other companies.
Well, yeah, we don't use chemicals.
And that's why we've always used a Swiss water process, as far as I know.
As far as I worked for the company, same.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that
over 20 years.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you can look back in our archives quite a far away, and we've had a good partnership with SWP, Swiss water process.
Yeah.
Which is really nice. I mean, I like that Joanne, who started the company, Joanne and Julius, that she just really did things the right way.
Yeah.
You know, even if it wasn't popular, and it probably wasn't popular back then at all. And our decaf costs more because it costs more. We have to get it processed. We have to ship it.
Yeah.
There's just extra costs where I'm always surprised kind of when some people's decaf is cheaper. I'm like, that can't be good.
Yeah. And all of our flavors are available in decaf.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. So, Bill, sometimes you grab the decaf. Yeah, I mean, the decaf really is just as good. You're just not going to get the caffeine buzz.
It's just a flavor you can have later in the day. It works out well.
Right before night.
I love the people who tell me that like caffeine doesn't affect them, because I wish, right?
Yeah.
And, well, when I went to the chemical, to the Swiss water plant, they said it doesn't. Like, I really could drink a Mountain Dew before I go to bed.
You know me, not so much.
So,
no, definitely.
But I think as I age, it's changed a little bit too.
Sometimes when we do R&D and it's just like, I can't. Like yesterday I went to the store, two new drinks are coming our way.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, I'm done. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah,
and I had a meeting and I'm like, all right, let's do this then. I'm like,
oh yeah. Patty goes into overdrive for sure. Yeah. She's like, ooh, I'm like, oh my gosh. Oh, just
slow
your drink.
Down. You weren't there to put your hand on my knee and tell me that I would. But I felt myself getting a little, I'm like, just sit here quietly for a few minutes.
It is.
Calm down.
Yeah.
It is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So next week we'll probably taste the flavors.
Mm-hmm. Deborah, you've gotten all the boxes. So that's pretty awesome.
Since the beginning?
Oh,
that
wow.
is amazing.
It's pretty cool.
Okay, so then you have to tell us, what's your most favorite box of all time?
Yeah. I'd be curious.
Yeah. Do you guys have a favorite box?
So many.
I don't know. I really liked a lot of them. I think Sweden might have been like one of my favorites.
Well, so we're really overdue to do a Nailed It or Failed It. I'm trying to think when we have a bakery or something that we can make coming up.
Yeah.
I'll have to look and see.
I know we've missed a couple good opportunities.
I've enjoyed holding on to my title.
You don't ever want us to do it again.
I'm like, I
my
August.
Trophy, yeah. My sash,
I think is a good one.
I can't remember August off the top of my head now.
Yeah. It's all one color.
Oh yeah. That we'll have to do it for that one. Absolutely. That'll be fun. We were overdue for a bake off.
Oh, and we should dress appropriately.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
that'd be fun.
We went to Rose House brunch or whatever, and it's super cute. It's like Audrey Hepburn themed.
Yeah.
But we missed the boat because we should have all worn little black dresses with little tiaras. Yeah. So if I take Sedona and her friends there for her birthday, I'm just going to tell them to wear a black dress and then I can just hand out tiaras.
If you look it up, it's like a super Instagrammable like brunch place that's right by our newest coffee beanery that opened or had their grand opening last Friday in Shelby Township. And it's just like a huge mural of Audrey Hepburn.
Yeah. They've got like pink velvety chairs.
Yeah.
It's and cute. Their glasses are like the birds.
Yeah, like a hummingbird chair.
Super cute.
It is really, it's darling.
And it was pretty good food too.
Yeah, it's good food. Yeah. It's super expensive, but it is pretty cute.
I didn't think it was that expensive.
I mean, it was $40 a person pretty much when we went there with tip.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe, but I just feel like that's almost anywhere if you get a drink and food, you know?
Yeah. And they actually did have good coffee, which I never say
that. The Wizard of Oz.
But it was literally like 4 ounces.
Okay. So a new box is your favorite one. I know a lot of people really love The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
It was cute. Ashley does such a good job on the thing. And I like how Ashley's worked here for, I think, 2 years now. Mm-hmm. So she started like maybe 6 months in and she's just come into her own in these boxes. It's fun to watch someone just come into their own in a graphic design.
Yeah. I think she really has fun with some of the themes and stuff. She gets excited about them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it adds a lot to it. So that's always fun.
And I loved her little dolls and the thing that she brought her.
I know. Those are so cute.
I'm still trying to do an Edgar Allan Poe box one of these
days. I know, you're really pushing for that.
You are pushing.
Well, when you sent us the link to the people who were doing the drinks, what was that? It was like some kind of Edgar Allan Poe, like...
Oh, it's like a speakeasy pop-up or something.
Yeah, I'm like, I think she's giving me a sign. I think we can do
this. The problem is you do it, but then the names are so long. Yeah.
Well, even with Wizard of Oz, it's like there's no... You know, you have to make up a name to go with. It's like, what do you do? A rhyming name or a first letter name?
Well, and our VIPs like had Lions really Lemon good. They wanted to do like Cowardly Lions and stuff like that. Which I'm like,
I know. Yes. We just need to put more out.
Tin Man.
And then it's so long, then the name too.
I know.
When I was pulling, I'm like, just get to the point. What is this coffee? It's raspberry.
There's a few where I've had to like the lollipop. I had to go add like marshmallow in the name.
Yeah.
Online, or people don't know what it is.
Yeah. Which makes sense, right?
Yeah. Like, I think some haven't sold as well because they're like, what is this flavor?
What exactly is this?
It probably cuts off. Even like
the pot of gold. It doesn't say chocolate anymore. So I had to go add chocolate. Yeah. Once I added chocolate, it was gone. Like,
right.
Somebody asked us on Facebook, what is a rainbow taste like when we had the rainbows? And I'm like, exactly what you think.
I had to add like tropical fruit to the title. I'm like, okay.
What, you've never looked at rainbow before, you're missing out.
Right?
It's part of the mystery, right?
So sad.
But that's kind of how we feel, like the macarons that we just tried. Do you know what I mean? The macarons. I guess it would be multiple.
Yeah, but we provide descriptions with our box.
Or at least what it is. Like if this just said what it is, there was one in another box and it was rose. And I smelled it. And I'm like, there is no way I'm eating this.
We've had
Sedona ate it.
Do you remember when the reason why we think we don't like macarons is years ago we had a company send us some and it was like rose flavor, lavender, Earl Grey flavor. And I know some love those like herbal flavors. They are just not for me.
I love lavender that I like.
Our lavender drink is so
good. Our lavender drink is delicious. This one and this macaron did not
translate. It tasted like you were putting potpourri in
there. Well, we tried that rose coffee and
it was gross. The rose coffee
was
horrendous.
Oh,
absolutely.
It smelled like potpourri.
The rose may have actually been worse than the pickle flavor that we tried. But nothing was as disgusting as the beer flavored coffee that we tried.
Nope.
And I just, like, I'm not a beer drinker, so obviously it was extra horrendous.
But the beer was so spot on, and it was like Milwaukee's best, or I don't even know what a bad beer is.
It was like Natty Light.
That it sat outside. Yeah. Whatever Logan's description of it was
like
that.
It was like stale beer. Yeah. Like beer, got left like in the cooler for 4 days.
Yeah. And,
but it tasted like beer. How do you make coffee taste like beer?
How do you make coffee taste like bad, and flat
why?
Beer?
Yeah. And why?
Yeah. Yeah. And why do you want to do that? I don't understand.
And why do it?
A wine box.
Yeah. Deborah told me that idea.
We've thought about it. We just tried to be a little bit sensitive to the alcohol flavors, which I know we've done like the mocktails and stuff. Yeah. But we have had some people message us letting us know that the alcohol can be a little bit triggering. Yeah,
for sure. Yeah, I know Deborah sent me that idea for a wine box.
I
looked for
idea.
Some flavors. I didn't really find enough flavors that resonated, but, you know, maybe we can do a nod
know,
to something like that
dessert,
in the future.
You've got wine, green apple.
You've got
there's
peach,
so many kinds
got,
of wine.
There
well,
are,
do you know,
but
Sangria,
you're right, translate is a flavor.
You probably have to go do a wine flight at, at the brewery.
I think we're going to need to go do some R&D.
You know what? I think we need to celebrate our 4 years of a box with
a
wine flight.
I had lots of good ones last time.
Oh, yeah,
because
you can pick your four flavors,
yeah, you
right?
Yeah, it's really cool. Mm-hmm. Our local restaurant, you pick four different wines.
Yeah. I think a lot of the breweries do that.
That's a great way to get me drunk.
Yeah, Jason will get like beer flights when we go. So you can try a couple different things.
Yeah. I don't drink that much.
It is usually Kevin ends up buying me a bottle of whatever I like. So it works out really well for me.
Yeah.
And I think because I'm super sensitive to preservatives, I don't feel like they use as much preservatives. And so I don't like have a headache.
Yeah.
Although someone just gave me a pro tip that if you get a headache from wine before you go to bed, take a Benadryl.
Oh,
it's pulling Benadryl off the shelf.
There's sulfites in them.
Well, because, but it's not really because Benadryl's bad or anything.
It's just in everything else.
It's just the
sulfites.
Efficacy. Of it is so much less than new drugs that they have. I read the long article about yesterday. And they're like, why would you take this when this stuff works so much better? Well, and you have to take so much less of it. Because Benadryl, you have to take so much.
Well, I've heard a lot of people will like almost overdose taking Benadryl because they'll be taking the other things. And then they take Benadryl too. And it's like.
And then and they don't have the sleepy effect, the sedation effect.
Yeah.
So people falling asleep in a car or doing machinery or.
Okay.
It doesn't have those problematics.
Interesting.
It's funny. We just had this discussion yesterday. And we're talking about it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's trying to use other allergy medicines, which I never thought of using it. I think of it as an allergic reaction medicine.
Yeah.
Not necessarily an allergy medicine.
I take a Claritin every night because I used to get that sickness every year. And I'd be sick for like a month, coughing, sneezing, hacking. And Britton mentioned, this happens every year around this time. You need to start taking, and I
haven't heard. And Patty, Patty will be in her office. And it's, I know it's not fake, but it sounds so fake because she's in her office and she's like.
My doctor accused me of faking my cough before, too. And I'm like,
and
dude,
I'm
are
just
you serious?
Like, this is the cutest little, it's kind of like Crystal, sorry, Crystal, her little snoring that she does. Like, it's the most adorable snoring.
I have
that
her
it
Crystal
doesn't
snoring
even
now.
She's
yes.
just like.
Oh my god, it is so ridiculous. We were napping in Arizona. We were like taking a quick nap before our food tour or whatever, and Crystal really fell asleep and her little snore started, and we were kind of looking at each other like, is this for real?
It's so cute.
It's the cutest little snore.
It was funny.
But we're ladies, we don't snore.
And it does like
we don't sweat.
Yeah, it does too. Yeah. It was so cute.
That's funny.
Because we were college roommates. So I remember her, when you're just really tired, like I snore when I'm really tired. And it just was the cute. But it was pretty rhythmic. So it was like, I can go to sleep during this. I don't want to smother you in your sleep with a pillow.
I got one of those beds that are like elevated. And my husband and I laugh because they're like the split king. And they basically are two twins.
Like a big hospital bed.
Yeah. And we literally said, like, you just bought your own hospital bed. So my son came home from college and he said, what is this? Are you guys old now? And I'm like
yes.
Absolutely, man. We sleep inclined. Everything.
Yeah.
This is how it's going now.
But you've spent so much of your time sleeping. I know
it says still love you.
I'm doing your secrets too, Crystal. Oh, Crystal. Sorry. I get to see Crystal in a few weeks for my birthday. I'm super excited. Actually, it's coming up really quick. Yeah, it's like it's far away, and then it's like it's next so week. Quick.
Like practically.
I think it's a week from Saturday. Yeah. So it's
after Memorial Day.
I don't even know. I was trying to think. So my best friend Crystal, we're college roommates, randomly put together. She lives in New Jersey. I live in Michigan. So we go to Florida together. And I don't know, at least 15, maybe 20 years ago, I started like just crashing her and her husband's vacation.
It's got to be at least 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was Sedona's 14.
Yeah.
It was prior to.
Yeah.
So Britain's come a few times.
That's I remember going in like high school and stuff. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm.
And they meet you there. Do they go to that Tober one too, or is that one just your family?
No, yeah. they're our family. So we go in May, and then we go in October.
Yeah.
And October is crazy because it's my six kids, my parents, my husband's parents, aunt and uncle are coming now. My brother's coming this year. So it can be like 20.
Yeah. You arrange dinners for everybody plus. With that many people?
I try to do a few things all together.
That's a lot.
But it's a big group.
Reservation for 30, please.
It's a big group. Yeah. But it's nice because you have kitchens and stuff, so you can – and we usually have 3 or 4 units then. Yeah. So, but it is
– yeah.
It is super nice. But I think – I mean, it was – it's pretty fun. So everybody's like, oh, I don't care about my birthday. My birthday's not fun. I'm like, oh, my birthday's already super fun. Go to Florida. And I felt so bad crashing their vacation, and they didn't have children at that point. And they're like, no, we're together all the time. This is fine. I'm like, okay, I feel bad. But they spoil me, and we get cake every night.
So. And calories don't count when it's your birthday week.
And in Florida, you're 10 years younger. My proclamation.
I think that's the way to go.
So it all works.
Yep. Super nice. So new pods are online for the VIP access, and the subscription coffee full size is online for VIP access.
Yes.
The new pods go live to everybody June 1st. Mm-hmm.
And the cherry vanilla apricot cake and chocolate peanut butter cup are just flying off the shelves.
Yeah. Flying off the shelves. We hope you guys love them.
And every Monday I have a giveaway scheduled for those flavors too. So find the post on Facebook or Instagram. You can enter either place. And like we picked our first winner.
If somebody texts you to click some link for something, don't do it. Just report them. We block and report them as quick as we can, but they just keep popping up. Yeah,
I know somebody had messaged the other day, like, do more giveaways. And I am always like, oh, giveaways always bring out the scammers, right? Well, and it's so disheartening for me.
And then if someone's commenting on every single post, it's a scam.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Especially when it says Coffee Beanery and they spell beanery with 2 E's. That's not awesome.
Well, and we try to put it like we have a block list of words. So we'll like take something that they're continually saying and put it in the block list so that it won't even show up anymore. Yeah. But that's a lot of stuff.
A lot of it's probably computer generated. So they're just overriding whatever it's like two computers fighting each other. We're fighting, they're adding new stuff. Yeah. Ours is trying to keep up. I mean, it's
when I picked the winner yesterday, they literally tagged the winner in it and was like, click this link. And I'm just like, and we try to get on it as quick as possible, but my gosh,
but it's never ending, and it's automated. Well, it's not like a person
too, because somebody gets excited thinking they won, and then they're upset with us.
But
it is. It's disappointing.
Tough. Yeah.
So if there's weird links, please don't click them. Just report it. Report it as spam.
Yep.
That's kind of
a lot of
people
are ordering the 48 count, and just because I don't know if you guys know, I mean, I think it's kind of cool. So the 48 count, you can pick like one of these,
you can build
two of
your
these,
own.
Three of these, you build your own box.
Yeah.
They're kind of a pain to pull. But I just think it's such a really cool way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have lots of giveaways coming up.
Lots and lots and lots.
Yeah. But just be mindful of scammers. That's all.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
I know. It's really.
I just watched a video the other day and it was like, this is the new scam. And I'm like,
scary one that's coming up, I just went to an AI talk, and so there's a program where in 2 minutes they can hear you talk, watch you, like somebody could do this. They could record it right here, and then they can just type in words. It learns you. Yeah. And then it looks like you're talking whatever is typed in.
Yeah.
And so people are doing like to grandparents, especially like a grandchild saying, "Grandma, I need help. Send me money."
Scary.
And it's their face. It's their voice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a little scary.
Right, because you want to help your grandkid, right? You're like, yeah, well, I'll
send you money. And they wouldn't even know that's a possible thing. Yeah. I mean, I guess I didn't realize how easy it was to do that.
That's part of the why we're very careful about posting our kids on social media and stuff, because you get a hold of one of those pictures and you can do crazy stuff with it.
Well, just the advancements in AI is kind of terrifying. And I know the government's trying to put some, like, you know, regulations in place.
I mean, they're not going to be able
to do, though. You know.
But I really, here's my thing about school. We talked about, I'm like, I think that they should embrace AI. Totally, school should. I think that they should teach chat. Mm-hmm. And I think that instead of saying you can't use it, because everybody, I mean, if you're smart, we use it all the time, that you should use chat. I mean, just for anything.
So,
and that they should have the student say, this is what chat gave me. Here's how I verified the information, and here's how I fixed it.
So there's a really funny thing that teachers are doing with their so they'll give like a prompt in like three paragraphs. But at the end of one of the paragraphs, in white font, super tiny, they'll be like, include this
Dracula
sentence,
and
whatever, in the prompt. Yeah. And so then the kid will take the prompt, throw it into ChatGPT.
Copy and paste it.
Yeah. And they don't realize that that part is there. Yes. And so then in their essay, it will say whatever the teacher said, and then the teacher knows immediately that it was written in chat.
I've seen that.
But why? So I mean, in the real world, I want people using chat. Mm-hmm. So why don't we embrace that in our school?
And some teachers are doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
Just show me where, what you got, how you refined it, even whatever process you went through, how you fact checked it, and how you fixed it, because it doesn't read properly.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, we use chat all the time, and sometimes it's just like, what did you come up with? That's not right at all.
No. Well, yesterday I said, give me a premium cappuccino sales sheet, and then it gave me, and I'm like, okay, really emphasize this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, the flavors are Reese's and whatever.
Yeah.
So it refining, I sent it to Ashley. I'm like, hey, here's your paragraph.
Yeah, you know, absolutely. Sure. I mean, I can get so much more done with AI. So,
it's not cheating, I'm going to say, because it's just what we used to do. Like before, before I write anything, I Google search the subject. You have to go to all those links and pick out stuff. I copy and paste onto something and then fix it all together.
Yeah.
Well, now AI just does that. They take all those links, read it, and regurgitate
it. It's like
it
having
to
a
you.
Copywriter.
The only thing I hope it doesn't do is ever get information from Wikipedia, because Wikipedia is the biggest trash.
It does. It pulls.
Well, and that's why you have to fact check everything.
Yeah.
Because you don't, I mean, you don't know.
Yeah.
And I hope it doesn't stifle creativity.
Yeah.
Because I think authors right now are having such a huge problem. Because if you feed it 100 books in a genre and say, write a book, it can.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be crazy? Like, here, I wrote a book.
They are. It's a real problem right now. Yeah. And because it's writing books.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What I like about it is how it learns your voice and then it continues on it. Everything I do, I'm like, oh, yeah. How did you know that? Oh, because you know me now, you know?
Well, I like the one where I think you pay for it and you write a paragraph, but it's like I want it in different voices. I know at the demonstration they did was cutest. Like, explain this to me like I'm a 10-year-old.
Yeah, I write that.
I need that in my life, actually.
And sometimes I change the perspectives, too. It's if I do a description for a video, it's like, write from the perspective of us.
Yes.
And then it will change it all so that is, you know, like we're writing it or, you know.
What
you
I did it realize voice. It can do is compare and contrast.
No, I'm not like what? Either.
So, like, it did itself. It said, compare chat, Gemini, and whatever. It did notes, and then it compared his own notes that he wrote.
Oh,
and
it's okay. I like that you made it a boy.
The synopsis to it, and it did. And it said which one was better for, it did the different elements of it.
Yeah.
Which I'd never thought about. I mean, you could say about vacuums or anything.
Right.
Like compare and contrast these. So what I'm realizing, because it took me a minute, is that anything I Google search, I should be just putting in chat.
Yeah. I think that's super interesting.
And that's to me, for an older mind or mindset, to me, that's an easier thing for me to grasp, is if I was going to Google it, just put it in chat.
Just a different search engine.
And ask them, because it will not give you search results that you have to wade through. It will
summarize.
Take all those search results and spit it out to you.
Yeah, I mean, I guess though, then you run into the problem with that is you don't exactly know where that information is coming from. Like when you do a Google search, you can be like, well, that site's not great right. because of this.
Or that's it's markety or whatever.
Yeah. Or this came straight from Wikipedia.
This was sponsored
I don't trust
by the
it,
person.
You know?
No, tell me more.
Well, then that's why you always have to validate it.
Sure.
And the, to your point, you don't know where to validate it from.
Yeah.
Where from a Google search, you can be like, Wikipedia.
Well,
I actually think
you can ask Chat to give you the sources.
Yeah.
Its information.
Interesting. I've never tried that.
And you can refine it. So like sometimes I'll write something and I won't like the way it's written and I'll be like more like this or more like whatever. And then it will rewrite it how you want it.
Well, I thought the most fascinating thing that
I wish you won $10,000.
Yeah, me too.
I wish I won
$10,000. I was like, it is 45. We probably do need to go. Yeah.
Well, it's just one quick thing. He did do this cool thing. It was like, I have 9 kids. This guy has 9 kids. 4 girls, 5 boys, age this, whatever. We want to go to Western Michigan, map out a vacation.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cool.
And that was super cool.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'd never think I'd do that.
Bunch I'm actually going to try that. I think that's really cool.
But it didn't appropriately, like it said, oh, go to this the next day. And it was like an hour and a half away. Or do you know what I mean? It didn't really know geography. Yeah. But you could probably then have it geography it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just interesting.
Yeah. Super
interesting. If you've never done Chat, it's free. Sign up. Play with it. It's
Chat GGP or I use Google Gemini a lot.
Yeah. There's quite a few different ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Gemini does videos.
Oh, gotta love that.
So,
All right.
Well, you guys have a great week and enjoy your new K cups. If you've been waiting for those, they will be live to everybody June 1st.
Yep.
And they're live to VIPs today.
Yeah.
So, have a great week.
Bye.
Bye.